For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, folks, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. A reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on supplements and health questions. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, and please do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Our subject today is an open one, health controversies and news you can use. Very important. I thought I would cover some of the controversies today, and what we want to do is start with an overview of dietary risks and guidelines, kind of a summary. We're going to go on to Butter is Better, recent findings, although if you've been listening to me for almost 3 to 4 decades, it's exactly what we've been recommending because it's absolutely scientifically true. So we'll talk about butter, and butter is better. We'll also talk about fishy facts on fish and their omega-3 oils. We'll get into a little bit of the pregnancy conversation about whether pregnant women should consume fish because of the toxins present in so many fish. We'll talk about cardiovascular testing and tips. And finally, nutrient supplement safety. It's really important to know this. There's a lot of misinformation about the risks of supplementing, and I'll just give you a heads up. The risks of death for supplementing from supplements is 0.0001%. It's among the lowest possible risks that you can encounter. So let's get started on just the basics, health risk factors and some guidelines. And we talk about a philosophy, and it's a good time to touch base so that we're kind of on the same page as we go through this show. I like to liken the basic philosophy of alternative medicine, nutritional medicine. It's the pebble in the lake getting to the core, not treating the symptoms. So when we drop a pebble in the lake, the concentric circles hit the shore. For years, decades, hundreds of years, we have addressed in medicine those symptoms, but they really are the effect from that pebble dropping at the core. And that's the biochemical pathways. And now we have such elegant tests that we never had before. We can assess enzyme functions, and we find that individuals' enzymes are as different as their fingerprints, that we all do not have identical enzymes, nor do they function identically, nor do they require the identical amount of nutrients to work. So we call it biochemical individuality. And then there's genetic potential, and that varies. A potential is a range. We come into the world with that, and we may be living at the top of our genetic potential, in the middle or the bottom. We have a lot of power because of epigenetics, and I'll bring that up again. Another thing to consider is what we call the health spectrum, disease to health. And we usually aren't in one place or another. We're sort of floating along that spectrum between frank diagnosed disease to optimum health. And then there's the term normal versus optimum. The normal is actually the average. It's 95.44% of the population. It's two standard deviations from the mean. Normal is not necessarily healthy. It's the average, and average in the United States is not healthy at this point in time. Optimum is healthy, and it's a smaller range than normal. And what we notice in blood work reference ranges, over the years they have stopped using the normal range, meaning the average where everyone is, and they have started going toward a healthy range. We see that in diabetes. The old range for diabetes was 50 to 250. So no one paid attention to your blood sugar until you were above 250. By that time, you had serious damage from diabetes. I've always said that the optimum is 75 to 95 to 90, optimum probably 85, and better under 90. Now, the new, more recent in the last 5 years, the new reference range, and when you look at your lab test, you'll see this, is generally 69 or 70, maybe as low as 66, to 99, getting very close, and I'm sticking to my word on this, that the optimum is 75 to less than 95. Now, environmental modification of gene expression sounds like a fancy phrase, but that underlies every condition we are experiencing. It's what our genetics, it's what we come into the world with, our innate status, and then what happens to that when it meets environment. And what controls it is epigenetics, or gene expression. We talk about this, and we've brought it up. I was trained, as is anyone who got an education before the mid-1990s, got a professional education. Genes were hardwired. There's nothing you could do to change them. I always doubted that, because you look at a car, it's pretty solid, but if you treat it well, it runs longer and has a better life expectancy. And I thought, humans have got to be the same. This just can't be something we have no impact on. Well, we all understand that. I was also trained that you couldn't treat cardiovascular disease until you had a heart attack. We know that's not true anymore. And what it is that gene expression is the way the genes express themselves positively or negatively. And that depends on what we do, what we're exposed to, our lifestyle, how we eat, water, exposures, toxins, stress, and it's positive or negative. And it's that versus our innate health status, our genetic predisposition. Now, there's so many risk factors in health. You know most of those. I'm going to run them down, but we could take a whole show on this. Smoking and secondhand exposure, sedentary lifestyle and stress, poor diet and water, health problems, allergies, food intolerances, artificial light exposure, aging and free radical pathology, aluminum cookware and plastics, medications and medication reactions, environmental toxins and pollutants. Now, that's a short list. Let's look at a big deal, stress. What does stress increase? It increases the stress chemicals and hormones. It is hard on adrenal and thymus glands, and they tend to shrink up, meaning we don't get the best use of them because we've beaten them up with stress. It increases chronic diseases, migraines and insomnia, digestive problems, hunger and weight gain. That's an important one. When we raise our stress chemicals, they're steroids. Some of those are steroids. So weight gain increases. Immune suppression increases. Nutrient depletion increases. And we get poor collagen, poor bone, and more wrinkles. So we need to think about that when we're allowing ourselves to be stressed. When we're under chronic stress, think about it as withdrawing money from the bank. You're wasting nutrients, and you need to say, is this really worth my health? Now, the other thing that's risky are medication side effects. Antacids deplete almost every vitamin and mineral there is. Or they cause poor absorption, primarily zinc, iron, B12, and other B vitamins, magnesium, calcium. So that's significant. The antacids, I call them electrolyte antagonists. You cannot consume a diet powerful enough to compensate for the depletion that we get from antacids. And they can also increase glucose, uric acid, cholesterol, LDL, considered the bad cholesterol, and triglycerides. Beta blockers, they're necessary if there is an arrhythmia that can't be treated. They're absolutely necessary. But they increase fatigue, they increase triglycerides, they lower aerobic capacity, they tend to increase weight, uric acid, and glucose. So we pay a price, and then other medications are given. Now, it's not to say, you know, I'm not saying that if you take some of these meds and if you need them, you absolutely need to take them. But we try to offset the side effects by replenishing what they damage. And the statins, they deplete CoQ10. That is your furnace. That makes your electricity. And when you deplete CoQ10, the first muscle to be damaged is the heart muscle. So there is something called statin-induced cardiomyopathy, meaning muscle damage to the heart as the result of the statins. Almost everyone understands now that if you're on a statin, it is mandatory that you take CoQ10 in order to protect not just all the muscles in the body, but primarily the heart muscle. So sort of the paradigm shifting. These are the things that have begun to change. The American Academy of Pediatrics is now on board that pesticides actually cause problems in children's development. The paradigm shifting on additives, once considered benign and generally recognized as safe, really aren't anymore. They're not necessarily safe. Artificial additives are damaging. The paradigm shifting autism, American Academy of Pediatrics now recognizes it. What about fluoride? The National Academy of Sciences has doubts. It increases fluoride, water safety. The fluoride in the water increases neurodevelopmental defects and reduced IQ, increased bone cancer in adolescent males, damage to tooth enamel, and there are concerns about impaired reproduction and fetal development. A word about the annual causes of death. Heart disease, cancer are, heart disease is number one, cancer is number two. But medical errors and medications are number three, the third largest cause of death in the United States. Now, that includes underreporting and an under-evaluation. So, in other words, according to the Journal of American Medical Association, when they first looked at this issue, their comment was, if the reporting was accurate, it would be the number one cause of death. Now, the medical community knows this, and they're working on it, and that's why you see more computerization in hospitals so that we don't have as much human error. So it's changing. Preventable causes of death. Guess what? Tobacco, poor diet, inactivity, and alcohol. That, if that is controlled, if you stop smoking, you improve your diet, you move more, and you reduce alcohol consumption, you make a profound difference in your health outcome. And our children then and now, diabetes, huge. From 7,000 to 125,000 currently. Asthma from 2 million in the 80s to 9 million. Learning disabilities, 796,000 to 3 million now. ADD and ADHD, under a million then, 4.4 million now. Autism, when I got into this, and it was in the 60s to 70s, it was 1 out of 10,000. By 1980, it was 1 out of 2,000, and that was a huge change. Currently, 1 out of 88, huge, just huge. And for the first time in two centuries, the current generation of children in the United States have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. And this is primarily due to the rapid rise in childhood obesity, which leads to diabetes and heart disease, kidney failure, and cancer, all now occurring at younger ages. And I've been in the nutritional arena for 40 to 50 years, and I can tell you, I see children appearing with problems I used to only see in those over 50. Huge. And definitions. Undernutrition is too little food. That's really not a problem in this culture. Malnutrition, poor quality, huge problem in our culture. Diet is what is eaten, and nutrition is what your cells get. So you can eat a perfectly good diet, but it has to be digested. And if you're taking in acids, already you're impeding the nutrients you get. Has to be absorbed, the nutrients do. They have to be transported, taken up by the cells, and then the cells' enzymes have to use them. And that's where it counts. That is what matters, what happens in the cells. And basically, an overview of the American diet, you know, it's called the Standard American Diet, SAD. 30 pounds of fries a year, 141 pounds of sugar per year. And by the way, our bodies max out at 70 pounds a year and really are meant to function at under 30 pounds. We're way far away from that. More junk food and bad fats, less vegetables, less protein, less fruits, less fiber. Garbage in, garbage out. I will say that this is beginning to change thanks to so many concerted efforts. And sugars. We want to avoid table sugar. But I used to have sugar as the number one avoidance. It's still way up there. But what's worse are artificial sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup. If you want to gain weight and you want to slow your metabolism down, definitely consume as many artificial sweeteners as you can get into your body. I'm being facetious. And people keep saying, but there's no calories in this soda. Doesn't matter. The artificial sweeteners and the sodas of all kinds need to come out of the diet. Huge study that diet sodas raise blood sugar and increase weight worse than regular sodas. So we're going to have carry on this conversation. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more news you can use.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other healthcare needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during their big summer sale. Now through July 15, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on their popular top quality pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's Big Summer Sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I share this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Cassaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please join Kevin next Sunday for his discussion on nutrition. You'll find it fascinating, as always. Now, our subject today is health controversy and news you can use. We've already talked about the overviews of general health risks, and we're getting deeper and deeper into this. What I want to cover now is information on sugar and fats. And, you know, one thing, I am going to refer to the wonderful article in Time, the June 23rd issue, about butter. And it's not so bad anymore. Well, I've been singing that song a long time, so it is with great pleasure that I get to talk about this and share that information with you. So let's talk about sugar first. Sugars, sodas, artificial sweeteners, processed foods, processed grains, breads, pastas, crackers, pretzels, etc., they raise blood sugar quickly. And when blood sugar goes up, you overproduce insulin, it drives the blood sugar down. Now, stress will do the same thing because it increases blood sugar. So stress is a sugar effect. That's why when people get low blood sugar and their brain gets foggy and irritable, instead of eating, they can lose their temper and the blood sugar will bounce back up. So when blood sugar rises too quickly and drops too quickly, the brain perceives the low blood glucose as a lack of energy, and it triggers hunger to increase energy immediately, usually driving you to some quick fix, sugar, refined grains, the sodas, alcohol, junk, or losing your temper. Splenda is not so splendid. It actually is very, very damaging, as are all the artificial sweeteners, and I've hammered in on that. What do glycemic diets do? When sugar goes up, some of it converts to triglycerides. Now, that's a fat, and this is an important, important concept. Sugars convert to fat, and that raises, that fat is triglycerides, and that raises LDL because the triglycerides are carried on the LDL. And now that raises total cholesterol, and somebody says, ooh, your cholesterol is high, stop eggs, stop meat. No. That's not the cause of most of the high cholesterol we see today. Most of it is sugar-related. And how do you know that's happening? You don't need a blood test. If you've got belly fat and you're gaining weight right around the middle, then your glucose is the problem. And I'll guarantee you your triglycerides are going to go up as well. Now, some people are genetically blessed and can violate all these so-called rules that we talk about. And do well, but the average person is going to succumb. So glycemic diets cause poor focus and inattention, mood swings and brain fog, behavioral problems, sugar and starch cravings, a dislike for vegetables, picky appetites, frequent hunger, and more in adults, or teens and adults, apple shape, belly fat, overweight and obesity, high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, and LDL. Huge. One of the most dangerous things we've done to the diet beyond the sugar and the artificial sweeteners, and sometimes I put this number one, so I've just said all these things are number one because they're all damaging. Hydrogenated oils brought to us by the margarine industry and put upon us as healthy. And I will never understand how the biochemists and scientists at the USDA, the FDA, NIH, all bought in to something that was so inaccurate. The science was always there. It's been there since hydrogenated oils came in to popularity, and it was about the 30s to the 40s. Hydrogenation is the use of hydrogen under pressure to harden or plasticize a substance. It makes fats supersaturated. Supersaturated. beyond, and they are damaging beyond any of our naturally occurring fats. Commercial trans fats do not occur naturally. They are mutant plastic fatty acids. They're found in margarines and junk food. And the ideal level in tissues is zero. Butter is better. What I just told you, I've been saying for 40 to 50 years. It's amazing it has taken so long for the United States to get on the bandwagon against trans fats. I went to the University of Maryland. The top trans fatty acid unit in the world. They do the research on trans fatty acids. They're the top in the world. The rest of the world took that advice. Europe never embraced it, most of the European countries. Butter was better. And the damage that's done increased in cardiovascular disease, infertility, and fetal complications. I was at Maryland when they tried to publish a paper showing that the mother rats fed margarine had a much higher fetal complication, fetal death rate. They would allow all the scientific words to be used, but not the term fetal death, because the Institute of Shortening and Edible Oils, the margarine industry, sat on the board of FASB, the finest scientific journal. And so these things are changing, these incestuous relationships between the commercial food industry and the science is changing. There's still some problems, but I'm an optimist. It's going in the right direction. What else do they do? Inferior breast milk quality, the hydrogenated oils. Cardiovascular disease, vessel injury. Cancer and diabetes, neurological disorders, immune disorders, cell membrane dysfunction. And when I heard this, I knew it was bad. They harden cell membranes. That's aging. That is impeding with your body at a very core issue, how fluid the cell membrane is. And when it's less fluid, you start falling apart. Not a very scientific term there. Abnormal lipid metabolism and weight gain. It was pushed on us. Now, the changing intake of fats in America, butter and lard were king. Eggs were king. And trans fats were pretty low. And then they came in the 30s and built in the 40s, more prevalent, until at one point when all of our national organizations pledged to help us with our health, promoted the use of margarine, butter almost disappeared. I felt like I needed to stockpile it. There'd be one little area for butter. Everything else was margarine. And so over time, we say, yeah, we had less butter, less lard, and fewer eggs. What did we replace that with? Trans fatty acids. They soared. And so you don't have to be too smart to look at the graphs of those changes and say, hey, when we went down on butter, lard, and eggs, we went up on trans fats and we soared with cardiovascular disease. Eggs per week in 1945, it was about 8, and it dropped in 2000, from 1990 to 2000, it dropped to approximately 4. It's starting to pick back up because the egg is a very healthy food. And just a few cholesterol facts. Cholesterol is an antioxidant. It's made by the liver. It's made over 1,000 milligrams a day. It's an important component of cell membranes. It's the bricks in your cell membranes. It's 65% of the dry weight of the brain. It's important in nerve sheaths and the lining of the GI tract. It's a precursor to hormones, our steroid hormones, our reproductive hormones. It's needed for serotonin function. And this is why low cholesterols are associated with suicides, because when cholesterol is driven artificially too low, serotonin is impaired. It's a needed repair substance. Think of it as a Band-Aid. It doesn't cause heart disease. It's implicated in this way. Cholesterol cannot attack a healthy vessel. It's like two pieces of Velcro. The injury to the vessel has to be there first. then cholesterol, like the opposite piece of Velcro, sticks to the injury as an attempt to heal, but it becomes part of this plaque that inflammation is very much a part of. Now, what does that mean? First of all, what causes the injury? Let's step back. Let's get to the core. What causes injury to vessels? Well, a couple things you can't change, genetics and aging. Infection and inflammation, stress. We mentioned that in the very beginning in the first segment, stress. Hydrogenated oils. So when we were pushed to consume hydrogenated oils, we were increasing vessel injury very early on. Fried foods, can't even say anything nice about those. High blood sugar, diabetes, because sugar can increase vessel damage. High blood pressure certainly does. Nutritional deficiency, lack of antioxidants, and an elevated C-reactive protein and homocysteine. So another issue on cholesterol. When cholesterol is artificially lowered, and right now the lower the better seems to be the medical model. Well, if you look at blood pressure and you say, well, the lower the better, we know high is bad, but is lower really better? If that were true, then cadavers would be perfect because they would have no blood pressure. And there used to be a range for cholesterol that said 0 to 200. Well, zero is impossible. If we had no cholesterol, we'd have no structure. Cholesterol is part of our structure. It's why we make it. It's the other things we do that contribute to damaging cholesterol. Yes, there are people with gene variants that make bad cholesterol worse and interfere with good cholesterol, the LDL. And I'm going to talk about that in the next segment, giving you some information on the tests to look for and lots of tips on cardiovascular disease. If you're just tuning in with us, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more news you can use.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So please, you know, continue to join us, and you can send in information to Village Green if there's a certain subject that you would like to discuss or we can expand upon. We're here to give you good information, and we hope that you're enjoying it. Our feedback has been so positive so far. So we talked about in the beginning an overview of dietary risks and guidelines, and we went on into dietary fats and some of the good and bad, and we're going to carry that a little further. There was a recent article in Time. You have got to get this. It's the June 23rd issue of Time magazine, and it addresses this whole issue that we've been alluding to, and the cover, just so you can identify it, has a curled butter on the front, and it says, "Eat butter. Scientists labeled fat the enemy, why they were wrong." This is a beautiful article. Brian Walsh wrote it. He's done an excellent job. It's accurate. And it really answers and addresses a lot of what we talk about on this show. Number one, it was in the 80s, the USDA entered, you know, issued its first dietary guidelines, and they started looking at fats, and the message was to cut fat, as if all fats were bad. Now, fats are an essential part of the diet. We've gone into this before. All humans need protein, animal and vegetable source, animal source, fish, poultry, meat, eggs, milk products if tolerated, and the vegetable source proteins, beans, nuts, and seeds. We need fats. We need omega-3 essential, omega-6 essential, and we benefit from omega-9 Mediterranean fats, so-called Mediterranean, and through foods and their oils. And then carbohydrates, and they include your vegetables, your fruits, your grains, and beans, nuts, and seeds. Beans, nuts, and seeds give you high fiber, good carbohydrate, essential fatty acids, and they also give you protein. So that's the overview. Now, the food industry and the American eating habits took a jump in the 80s to no fat. Grocery shelves were filled with light yogurts, low-fat microwave dinners, etc. Families followed the advice. Beef disappeared. Eggs were replaced at breakfast with cereal or yolk-free beaters, and whole milk almost vanished to skim milk. Now, I will tell you that there was a study at least 10 years ago that showed the consumption of skim milk is definitely associated with an increased risk for cardiovascular disease, cancers of the prostate and breast. And this was a 41-country study. And yet, we still kept hanging in there with no fat. When I say we, I'm not part of that we. Then Philip Handler, a scientist, put it in 1980. We are embarking on a vast nutritional experiment. He was the skeptical president of the National Academy of Sciences, and he was correct. And with nearly a million Americans a year dropping dead from heart attacks by the mid-80s, we had to try something. And they thought that no fat was, you know, the way to go. And then we all know these increases in heart disease, diabetes. We talk about this. You can find this information out. I'm not going to make that point. It's well understood. The vilification of fat was so embedded in our culture that I encountered what I called new age anorexia, people who would consume absolutely no fat at all, and nothing I could say would make a difference. Pregnant women were even being told that their high cholesterol was increasing the risk for cardiovascular disease in the baby, when in fact it is natural for cholesterol to go up in a pregnant woman at least 30% higher. Why? She's making a body, a life, a baby. And 65% of the dry weight of that brain is cholesterol. The cholesterol has to go up. If it's low, you're at risk for birth defects and disorders, fetal disorders. So it kept going on, the war against fat. And then he says in the article, new research, I would like to stick in here. It's not just new research. The research has always been there. But when large organizations make a statement that fats are bad, all fats are bad, anybody who goes against it is a heretic. And it's very hard to undo a deceitful deceit, I hate to use the word lie, repeatedly told and ultimately believed. But the old research, my words, and the new research suggests that it's overconsumption of carbohydrates, sugar, and sweeteners that is chiefly responsible for the epidemics of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Refined carbos like those in wheat, bread, hidden sugars, low-fat crackers and pasta, low-fat everything, cause changes in our blood chemistry that encourage the body to store calories as fat. I just told you that when sugar goes up, insulin converts some of that sugar to fat called triglycerides. It raises LDL, raises total cholesterol, and stores around the middle. So I would go into that article. It goes into Ansel Keys. His work was never, the work he used to substantiate that the lower the fat, the better, was actually faulty. He cherry-picked his data, leaving out countries like France and West Germany that had high-fat diets but low rates of heart disease. So this is an educational article. I won't go into everything. I will say this. Butter is better. Forget margarines of all kinds, and they can have hydrogenated oils in there and still be called zero trans fat as long as that serving has less than one. And actually, if you eat enough, you get an increase of your intake in hydrogenated oils. So whatever you do, avoid those. I want to talk a little bit about fishy facts. Fish are good nutrition. They provide direct omega-3 essential fatty acids. We as humans can take it in directly or make it from beans, nuts, and seeds, providing the precursors to EPA and DHA. But the fish sources are considered the best. What are the problems? I just told you we get good nutrition from fish. And by the way, the omega-3s fatty acids improve fetal brain and vision development. They're necessary in fertility. They benefit cardiovascular, skin, bone, hair, vision, hormones, reproduction, and immunity. So what are the problems? Contaminants from our modern living. PCBs, mercury, chlordane, dioxins, DDT, cadmium. It is very difficult to find clean fish. So the risk is higher for people who routinely eat freshwater fish from contaminated areas, and the fish doesn't have a tag on it. You might not know what it's been exposed to. Government monitoring is poor, and toxins work their way up the food chain. So as big fish eat small fish, bottom feeders definitely are worse. Fetuses and young children, as well as those with immune problems, are at highest risk. Fetuses grab onto those toxins. They are the most susceptible. And farm-raised tend to live in inferior conditions, have altered fats in their tissues, and consume processed feed. There are some in the health food stores, you'll notice, raised with organic farming techniques. So suggestions, eat food caught away from major cities. Buy the whole fish and ask to have it filleted. The sick fish are not displayed. They're used in fish products, fish sticks, and may be cut up as fillets. Flesh should look moist and shiny and feel slightly springy, and gills should be red. Check the eyes. Bright, not dull, not discolored or cloudy. Those are old fish. And the fish should not smell sour or very strong. So young fish. Safest choices, I have a huge list, but everything from anchovies, cod, the king crab, some lobsters, salmon, some salmon. It varies depending on where the salmon comes from. Sardines are your best bet. They're young. They're new. They're the cleanest. So I would tell you to really emphasize sardines. I know they don't smell good, and they smell up the area, but they're the best. We're going to talk, what I'm going to do is run down some of the cardiovascular pieces of information for you, and we'll talk about supplementation. So stay with us, folks. If you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more news you can use.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Remember, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice, and they carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us again next Sunday when Kevin will be your host. Our subject today has been all about health controversies and news you can use. And what we're going to finish up with, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the benefits of omega-3s. We have covered that a lot on the show. A little bit about vitamin D, cardiovascular disease, and supplement safety. So we've got a lot of interesting information coming your way. Now, first of all, let's talk about the omega-3s. They're very beneficial. We know this to skin. I summarized that cardiovascular vision, but especially to fertility and pregnancy. And the big question in pregnancy is it really safe for pregnant women to consume fish since they're a source of toxins? And it's very hard to know which fish are safe. And there are many websites that provide information, but there's a lot of conflicting information. And we may not know whether local fish that we get are from healthy waters or not. So basically the opinion right now is that in pregnancy, it is considered a good idea for pregnant women to consume 2 servings of fish a week, and to select those that are the safest. And I gave you a list. You can go on the Environmental Working Group list. The EPA has a list. There are many places you can get lists of the least contaminated fish, and particularly in your own area. Now, cardiovascular disease. Here's some tests that you should be looking for, and when you go to your doctor, make sure you ask for these. Normally, they will do a total cholesterol, the LDL, so-called bad cholesterol, the HDL, so-called good cholesterol, and triglycerides. They'll give you a ratio of cholesterol to HDL. Now, that doesn't go far enough, because we now can evaluate much more thoroughly. And we can look at LDL and see if you have good or mostly bad LDL. The same with HDL, good or mostly bad. And you can ask for this particular panel. It's called lipoprotein particle size, and it's NMR. NMR, lipoprotein particle size panel. Many physicians are doing this automatically. No one should engage in considering a medication if they haven't had this test. It is not sufficient to just look at cholesterol, LDL, HDL, the ratio, and triglycerides. Now, what are the goals? For triglycerides, you want it 100 or below. If it's above 100, you're starting to convert sugars to triglycerides, raising LDL, raising total cholesterol. We went over that earlier. So that's a good range. Total cholesterol, they say 150 to 200, but there's evidence that under 165 is really not healthy, and that women usually have slightly higher cholesterols. Again, it's the quality of the LDL, HDL. There's some other measures. ApoB, think of B for bad. It's a component of LDL, the lower the better. ApoA1, think of grade A1 as the best. And it's a component of HDL, and it's a genetic indicator, the higher the better. And then there's a ratio between those. There's another marker called lipoprotein little a, LP little a. That's actually the name. And under 10 milligrams per DL is what it's supposed to be. It's an independent risk factor. Higher levels equal higher risk. Very important to get that done. Homocysteine, fasting total homocysteine, under 8 should be the answer. That's what you're looking for. Independent risk factor. And it occurs in inadequate B12, B6, folic acid. It promotes inflammation when it's elevated. It belongs in your body in this lower range. But when it's elevated, it promotes elevation of inflammation, and it's an indicator that your B vitamins are inadequate. C-reactive protein, it goes up in infection. It's an inflammatory marker, and it increases the risk for cardiovascular disease, stroke, and colon cancer. Fibrinogen, this is about your blood coagulation, and this we do not want too high. So there's a range of 180 to 350. And the waist-hip ratio should be generally under 1. As the waist gets bigger for males and females, the risk gets higher. And the vitamin D25-hydroxy test, optimum 60 to 80. No goals should be in the minimal range. It's critical for many health issues, including cardiovascular disease. And only supplement with vitamin D3 called cholecalciferol. So hopefully that's been good information for you. Generally, for cardiovascular disease, we want a multiple vitamin mineral that has methylated B vitamins. We want coenzyme Q10, isobiquinol, somewhere between 100 to 200. We want omega-3 fatty acids, very rich in EPA and DHA, a total of at least 2,000 a day. We like the methylation. There are extra methylation supplements available that promote healthy heart and other processes. A probiotic. Now, most people aren't aware that it benefits immunity. It reduces inflammation. It benefits the entire body. And anywhere from 25 billion to 50 billion or even more. That's not a lot, folks. Healthy foods can promote, can provide somewhere in the trillions. I always say the national debt should be our probiotic goal. But another one, carnitine. That reduces triglycerides. It drives triglycerides into the cell to make energy. What a good way. Glucose. It's a good way to use glucose. And vitamin D3, I mentioned. And it may be that you need anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 or more. It must be based on your test, not a general assumption. Now, let's talk a little bit about supplement safety and supplementing guidelines. Supplements are regulated. They're regulated as foods. Most people think they're not regulated. They are. And most people think the RDA, the DRI, the recommendations that come from the Institute of Medicine are ideal. That's all we need to know. That's not true. They are specific to 98% of a healthy population. Healthy. And statistically, in the United States, in the Western cultures, healthy is not common. 24% of the American population are healthy. 76% are not, which means that the RDA does not apply to those with higher individual needs. And those are the 76% who are on any medications, have any disease conditions, developmental issues, toxic exposures, the list that we looked at earlier on. So supplements are safe for a very simple reason. Unlike medications, supplements are regulated. Nutrients are regulated by the body. When the body needs more, we absorb more. When the body needs less, we absorb less. That's why toxicity is so low, 0.0001%. Death rate or risk of death from supplements. Should you be wise? Yes. Read as much as you can. Consult with a dietitian, nutritionist who can help you in these areas and knows how to do very specific nutritional biochemical tests. Now, I'm sorry, we've come to the end of our program. It's been a pleasure presenting all of this good information to you. I love doing it, and we love hearing from you. I just want to say thank you for being with us. And remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.